1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Before we continue into this chapter, I want to remind you the first verse really belongs with the last chapter. Though it's all one cohesive whole, I mean, as far as the letter is all together, there are no chapter divisions in the original Bible. In the original writings, he didn't write chapter 11. No, that was added later. He says this, you know, with respect to what he had said in the previous ones, you know, not giving offense. If people are going to be offended, let them have offense at the gospel. Let them have offense at the things which count the most. Let them stumble at the truth which is supposed to save them. Not at just, you know, what we think of, you know, not just at some gotcha point. You know, gotcha. Ha ha ha, you didn't know. You know, as if God is up there with a stack of trivia cards. And when, you know, and in order to gain entrance to eternal life, he's going to ask you from these trivia cards what the answer to the question is, you know. Now, on what day was this, you know, how, you know, all these questions that to man can become very important. And there is a truth about them. I mean, there's got to be an answer, right? But I mean, I think the fact that a lot of doctrines that men seek out, and then other men, you know, like let's say the Catholic Church has a doctrine from an ancient tradition, and people seek out things to counter that, and to disprove that, and they're just arguing over something that doesn't even, you know, the genesis of it is outside of the truth. And so the denial of it isn't the truth, it's just the denial of the lie. What I mean is, it's not the truth that God has delivered to us, to deliver us from sin. Like, the truth that makes me free is not, oh, that church is wrong. But, whatever, you know, unless of course it is pertaining to things that pertain to salvation, the things that we have faith in to bring about our salvation. When anything is pertaining to that. You know, like I say, they're wrong about the gospel. Well, and then in the way in which I or another teacher would explain that can be profitable to you. You know, and a lot of these things can be profitable to a certain point. I think the problems arise is because when some, I don't want to go into it. Let's go back. Let's just go into this subject here. But Paul, the reason I say this is because Paul's saying some things here that if you take them in the wrong way, he says, I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they might be saved. Again, so we seek to be pleasing to people. You know, and then to those who believe in science, honestly, I don't come at them with stuff that's opposition to science. That's not how I preach the gospel to them. Remember, it's the way in which I may be made acceptable to them that they might believe the gospel. The way I'm going to do this is not to come to argue with them on their turf. You know, if I come to someone who believes in Catholicism, I don't think the way to go about preaching the gospel to them is to necessarily start hacking away at the Catholicism, but rather to speak to them as a person apart from all those, that religious, superstitious, all that stuff, you want to take it off the table. I guess that's my perception of it. I guess I'm still hung up on these issues that Paul's talked about. You know, how do we approach people? I mean, because it's definitely worth a look. Because, you know, if I just try to seek to please everybody, you know what I mean, then I'm going to run into disaster. If I don't do it according to knowledge, and I guess that's what I'm trying to emphasize, that all these things have to be done according to a certain knowledge, and the knowledge the Holy Ghost teaches. And we have to exercise wisdom. Paul says he speaks to those that are wise. He's like, I'm talking to people who are wise. Remember back in verse 15 of chapter 10. I guess someone I feel like I didn't cover 10 maybe the way as to the extent I would have liked. But I hope that the general principle came across. And maybe when I cover this book another time, the Lord will give me a greater insight onto the specifics. And even now, I know it's going to come up more in 2 Corinthians and also. Here we go. So verse 2. Well, Paul's saying, so in that regard, follow me. Be a follower of me. I'm a follower of Paul. I don't say, you know, I mean, as much as I'm a follower of him, as much as he's a follower of Christ. I said, Paul was once a sinner. Christ was never a sinner. There's a way in which I follow Paul, which I cannot follow Christ. Because Christ never sinned. At least that's our teaching, right? That's what the scriptures teach. He was without spot. Without blemish. So it's in that regard he's making that statement. Now he's saying, I'm appraising you. I'm applauding you. To laud, actually. I praise you, brethren, that you remember in all things, remember me. They were in mind of him. Keep the ordinances. Why are you subject to ordinances? And again, it's interesting. It is actually that word ordinances, like when he talks about in Corinthians, Galatians, subject to ordinances, and is a different word. This word occurs 12 other times in the New Testament, and it's always translated tradition. So this word is translated tradition every other time. It comes from the word that means a delivered transmission. Something transmitted from one person to another. So, tradition is pretty much what we're talking about here. The traditions of the apostles, the traditions which they taught.